have come into the house of the Lord this morning to lift up his name, to magnify his name, to worship him, because indeed he is worthy to be praised. Can I hear somebody give a hand praise this morning as we worship the Lord this morning? Amen, amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning with a heart of gratitude, a heart of praise, and a heart of thanksgiving to you this morning for your great love towards us. We've come apart from ourselves this morning just to magnify your name, to lift up your name, to glorify your name, because indeed you are worthy to be praised. Accept our worship, accept our praise. Bless your people this morning, Lord, as we wait before your throne. In Jesus' name we pray.
We are just so delighted that each of you decided to be here today. Amen.
Yes, amen.
I welcome all of you. We have been praying for this moment. God is going to do something miraculous and special this day. Yes, and at this time, we want to just show you how much we are excited that you are here. So everybody stand to your feet and hug somebody around you. Amen.
Amen.
Now, after all that, I hope you feel the love of God in this place.
Yes.
Amen. Amen, amen. The Jesus in me loves the Jesus in you. That the Jesus in us makes us easy to love. Because sometimes the other stuff in us make it a little difficult. But I'm so glad that we're here in the presence of God. Amen. Amen, amen. Welcome once again to the Imani Praise Fellowship Church. I have just been so excited all week long. I was like, I pastor a church where praise is our middle name. That just gets me excited because I love to praise the Lord and to be in the presence of God. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. I want to thank you all again for last week for the wonderful, speechless welcome that you all gave me and my family. We are so grateful and so thankful and so excited. I couldn't even sleep Saturday night. I was up at like midnight. I woke up at midnight and could not get back to sleep. I was just so excited to be here with the Imani Praise Fellowship faith family. Amen. And since I am new, I don't have a whole lot to say for Pastor's Corner yet, but you all give me some time, all right? But one thing I do want to highlight on last week, I talked about going forward on our knees. And this is not something that was just like an opening sermon kind of thing and it's going to pass with time. This is something that is going to be our motto. We are going to do this. You all are going to be so seeped in prayer, so seeped in the power of God, so seeped in the miracles of God. We are going to go forward on our knees, so much so that by the time you all finish all that good praying, some of you are going to mess up some of your pants. Now, symbolically, at the close of service, we had these little knee patches that should remind you, you need to be messing up your pants, or you already have. It says forward on our knees at Imani Praise Fellowship. I want you all to remember, put it somewhere where you can see it. So put it somewhere where the people who get on your nerves a lot are, so that when you want to say something else, you look at this and say, oh, Father, I stretch my hands out to thee. No other help I know. And not only are we going to pray at home, amen, we are going to pray here at church. Amen. We are going to pray collectively together. So I expect to see each and every one of you at prayer meeting on Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. Amen. My amens turned to laughter. There is going to be a power like none other when the people of God come together and pray together. Now, I'll talk about it a little more a little later. But when you come to prayer meeting, it's not that we're going to be, well, there will definitely be praise. There will definitely be a little preaching. But most of all, there will be praying. We are going to go before the throne of God. And you can't beat that. That's where miracles happen. That's where burdens change shoulders. That's where you enter into the supernatural, the power of God. And so we need to be here, amen? As a church, I expect to see each and every one of you here on Wednesday night, amen? We're going to continue to worship God in spirit and in truth and in prayer, amen? Amen.
How many of you know that God keeps his word? God is not a man that he should lie, huh? And he keeps his word. And I don't know what you may be going through or what you've gone through, but I do know that if we trust in the Lord, he has a way of working things out. And if we had time to take some testimonies, I'm sure that some of you young and old and some in between can talk about how God has worked things out. But every now and again, when we're going through, we tend to forget that. And I think that's why God has us go through things, so that he can instill that thing so deep in us that we will come to a place that we will never forget that. That we can trust the Lord. Because really, that's what it's all about. You know, today walking up and coming into the church, I've discovered afresh and anew that you can trust the Lord. God's traveling circus. You know, we've lost Patrick. We've lost some people, some key people, and we're getting ready to go and minister at Rubido. And about a week ago, I was on the phone with Dwayne and Ingrid. And we were having a three-way, and we were just praying and talking about some things. And I said, boy, I wish. Come on. I said, wouldn't it be nice if Damon was here? But he's in Arizona. I'm going to show you how bad God is. I mean, I'm going to show you. I said, I'm almost tempted to call him, but I know he's in Arizona. And so we just, you know, we said, well, hey, you know, we didn't know how we were going to work it out. We said, you just got to trust in the Lord. Went through another thing with another one of our clowns, one of our key clowns. So nervous about that, I couldn't even get it out of my tongue. But anyway, coming into the house of God today with all of those things flashing through my mind, I come in. Well, I see the answer to one prayer outside in the parking lot, and I look around, and I go, Ashley, come on. And I said, did you talk to your mom? She said, yes, and it's all good. Then I come in, and I'm waiting in the side vestibule, and Dwayne comes around the corner, and he says, did you talk to so-and-so? And I was like, okay, he goes, guess who's here? I said, I have no idea who's here, Dwayne. He said, well, did you talk to somebody this week? I said, I talked to nobody. He said, Damon's here. I said, Damon's here? He said, he's here. He goes, he's in the back. Damon, would you stand up? I want to show how bad God is. Ashley, would you stand up? I want to show how bad God is. God is so bad that sometimes you don't even have to take all of your things to him. If you just try to do the right thing and just try to trust him, because he'll know every little palpitation in your heart, every little synapse that crosses your mind, that creases your mind with the trouble. He has waited every tear that you've ever cried. And I say this to say, not to prolong this, but to let you know, because I know if I'm going through, you're going through. That you can trust God. Bills, trust God. Sickness, trust God. Relationships, trust God. School, trust God. Whatever you're going, disappointments, broken dreams, aspirations, family members that aren't in the ark of safety, a church that's going to go forward, on its knees. Trust God. Trust God. We've gone through changes. We've gone through things. We got a new pastor. Trust God. Huh? Trust God. So we're going to do, we're going to open up the front. Whoever wants to come down and press close. Yes, we are called Imani Praise. Imani, faith. Faith, praise. Faith, praise, and prayer. Come on down. Come on down. Whatever is on your mind, whatever is on your back, whatever is on your neck, whatever is on your heart, bring it down and place it before the Lord. Bring it down. Children, trust God. Because God can do what no one else can do. He can work that situation out for you. Nobody else has to know, but trust God. Ashley, trust God. Damien, trust God, my brother. Let's sing that. Let's sing a little bit of that Jesus. God, we come before you today. And Lord, first of all, we are just so thankful that you've allowed us one more opportunity to come into your house. Yes. One more opportunity to come into your presence. One more opportunity, oh God, in our right minds to acknowledge that there is no other help but you. There is no other God but you. There is no other one worthy of our attention and our praise and our adoration but you, oh God. Father God, please forgive us and remember, Lord, that we are but dust walking around. And so, Father God, even though we are in our right minds now, we are double-minded. Heal us of our double-mindedness. Yes. We believe, oh God, but heal us of our unbelief. And oh, Father God, cover us with the blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. But don't just cover us and wash away our sins, oh Lord. Draw near us and scoop out a hollow place in our heart that you might deposit your Holy Spirit there. A beachhead in our soul, oh God. And that he might spread out from there and begin to take over as we yield and surrender to him, oh God. Father God, save us from ourselves. Everything that we've ever touched, Lord, we have messed it up. Everything that we've ever loved or has valued, been of value to us, given time, God, we have messed it up. And so we walk around full of regrets, how we treated each other, decisions that we've made. And the devil would like us to walk around always with our back bent and with our heart broken. But, oh God, we know that in you, that you can bring life out of dead things. So, Father God, speak life where there is now death. Speak prosperity where there is now poverty. Speak joy where there is sorrow and regret. Speak victory where there is defeat. Yes. Oh, Father God, in the name of your Son, Jesus, yes, who is our Savior and our, yes, King and our banner, yes, erase all the mistakes and write a new story. Oh God, we come before you, Imani, faith. Help us to live up to our faith. Help us to live up to our name, to grow into our name, oh God. Because we recognize right now that all the trials and all the disappointments that we have had is to bring us to this moment when we will begin to grow into our name. To grow into our name. And growth comes by prayer. It's a mystery, oh God. You are telling us through your prophetess that we are going to grow by kneeling down. that we are going to grow by bowing down, that we are going to get higher by getting lower. Oh, Father God, who else but you, who are the Alpha and Omega, can do such a crazy thing? Take us up as we go down. But God, that's who you are. You are awesome like that. You are wonderful like that. You are our praise like that. You are our banner like that. You are our bridge like that. You are our hope like that, oh Father God. Father God, help us to be a church that is concerned not about just the bright stars, not about just the bright and bold personalities, but help us to be a church, oh God, that notices every personality. Help us to shine the spotlight of your love on those that are often overlooked. And help us to realize, oh God, that none of us can move forward until all of us can move forward. Father God, help us to be a church that places its emphasis on people more than programs. And that our programs are just to lift up people. Now, Father God, bless your pastor. Oh, Father God, give her everything she needs to succeed, to lift up your son. Because Jesus said, if he be lifted up, he will draw all men unto himself. And let her words beget life in the souls that are dying and need to be reborn again. We ask these things, oh God, in Jesus' name. And lastly, we ask, oh Father God, that when your son comes in the clouds of glory, when he comes with 1,000 times 10,000 times 1,000 thousands of the host of heaven, when he comes and the whole universe that has been stretched out like a garment is ripped in two, when he comes, oh God, and the stars fall and the islands sink and continents move and dance around, when he comes, oh Father God, and everything that we've ever known is turned to nothing in an instant, when he comes, oh Father God, may he find us and look at us and greet us in peace. And take us to that place where we will never be troubled again. Because finally, oh God, we'll be back home with you. This is our prayer, and we ask this in Jesus' name. Let the people of God say amen.
Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verses 9 through 12.
Amen.
Again, Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 9 through 12. Please say amen when you have it. Amen. Two are better than one because they have a good reward for their labor. You read. Again, if two lie down together, they will keep warm. But how can one be warm alone?
And if one rebel against him, two shall withstand him, and a threefold cord is not quickly broken.
May God bless the word.
Amen. Amen.
Holy Spirit, comfort to my soul. Holy Spirit, let your joys unfold. Lord of the promise, power of the highest, Spirit of glory, voice of the Lord, breathe on me.
be given. Oh Lord, I let your promise power. Oh Lord of the promise. Of the Lord,
sweet spirit,
Holy Spirit,
mighty spirit,
the spirit, burning spirit,
Holy spirit,
be strong in the Lord and in the power of His. is having faith in His word, the greatest expectation. Hold fast to His word, know that He is faithful. Oh, yes, He is bad. Have faith in His word and know today He set this moment for you and me. No, God is faithful. Oh, yeah, it's having faith in His word. God bless you.